Governor Paul LePage is mounting an offense for his tax reform plan, and today he outlined part of his strategy, including what he considers on and off the table for a possible compromise. He also took Democrats to task, but as Mal Leary reports, Democrats were quick to respond.
The governor used a news conference unveiling his new online tax calculator to rail against Democrats and their tax plan that he says is full of gimmicks. The calculator allows residents to compare how much they pay in current taxes to how much they would pay under his tax plan. LePage dismissed Democrats' claims that only the wealthy would benefit from his tax overhaul plan. House Speaker Eaves responded by pointing out that the governor's plan is not fully paid for. The two are wide apart philosophically in how they see the tax debate playing out. The governor says he's willing to compromise, but not on the bottom line that would eventually eliminate the state personal income tax.
How you get there is up to you. As long as you get me there, I'm willing to talk to you. And there's compromise in how we do it. Is it might be even some compromise on when's the final drop dead date. But I will tell you this, where there is no compromise, is that we want to eliminate the income tax.
Speaker Eaves says that goes too far. He says while Democrats are willing to reduce income taxes and make them fair, total elimination of the income tax, he says, is a failed economic policy.
We literally do reject the failed trickle-down economics theory that the governor is trumpeting. We think it has been bankrupting other states around the country. When you look at Kansas, they've done this out there. They failed. Arkansas, they failed. Louisiana, they failed. Their budgets are in disarray because they tried to do what the governor is trying to push for here.
Eaves says Democrats are also willing to compromise, but he says they won't go as far as LePage wants in eliminating the income tax. But the governor says Democrats are misreading Mainers. He says there's growing support for his plan, which includes a constitutional amendment banning the income tax.
As we go along, every day we gain more, we gain more, we gain more, and it will get done. And if it doesn't get done by July 1st, of 2015, it will get done in November of 2016.
It takes a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate to send a constitutional amendment to the voters for approval.
He believes he's got the votes for a constitutional amendment to eliminate the income tax. Do you think there are votes in the House of Representatives for that?
I don't.
But both the governor and the Democrats are acting like there will be a public vote on tax reform. The governor's continuing his town hall-type meetings to sell his plan, with the next one in Ellsworth. The Democrats are starting their similar meetings next week. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.